Namaste. You're listening to A Catalyst for your moments of mindfulness today. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast, where in every minisode, I share a relatable story and lead you back to your heart center with a guided meditation at the end of every segment. So thank you for being here with me. And if you're new here, welcome. I look forward to guiding you closer to your heart center in this minisode. Before we dive into this week's segment of the BOLO series, I encourage you to hit that follow button on whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast, because this is the best way to stay updated each time I release a new segment. We are almost to the end of April, welcoming a new month. So my cadence for releasing these minisodes may change up a bit, and I want to make sure that you get notified each time I publish and upload a new piece of content. And this is only possible when you hit that follow button. Otherwise, you may miss out. And on that note, I know that it is truly missing out, because your feedback on this series so far has been so uplifting and heartwarming. So thank you to everyone who reaches out telling me that they've enjoyed this podcast, maybe that they just discovered my podcast, and that they're tuned in every week to get the updates and get the inspiration that we need to move forward when we are navigating times of transition, challenge, in whatever form that it may come in. Perhaps it's burnout, perhaps it's a layoff, perhaps it's any difficulty, because life is full of ebbs and flows, ups and downs, and we never know when a curveball might come our way, but we always know the tools, cheat techniques, tricks, and ways to overcome them, because of how much we pour into ourselves, because of the resources and frequencies that we are tuned into. So thank you for tuning in with me. If you've been enjoying this series, if you are here for the first time, here for the third time, here for the 100th time, please consider giving this podcast a 5-star rating, because it really helps me out, especially with increasing the reach of my podcast and allowing more beautiful human beings like you to tune inwards and to be inspired along their journey. As I mentioned, I've been receiving a lot of great feedback on this series so far, especially on the last segment where we talked about tapped into and visualized the healthiest version of ourself. This is an exercise that we may not be used to doing, because calling in the healthiest version of ourselves can be a little bit ambiguous. Perhaps there was a time in our life where we felt our happiness, and that comes with a mixed bag of emotions, feeling into that past version of ourselves. Or perhaps there's a future version of ourselves that we aspire to be more healthy, but it feels a little daunting to get to that version because, quite honestly, we're not quite sure what it takes, simply because it's somewhere that we've never been before. It's someone who we've never been before. Well, I'm here to tell you that it all boils down to what we do today. Success doesn't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. And there's 1,000 other ways to say that phrase, because it is so true. Success, Rome, all these things are built by the sum of daily efforts, by consistency. And this is such a special word, because consistency looks different day to day. But it's the fact that regardless of how much energy we have, what we have left in the tank, what we have going on in our lives, we still choose to show up to the best way that we can, to the level that we can. And this has been so major for me, learning this over the course of this month, because especially with recovering from burnout and having to manage numerous other things in life, as we all do, my energy looks different every day. And I get thrown curveballs within curveballs and pivoted in new directions all the time, just by getting new information from external sources, but also internally, the information that my body is sending me. At the beginning of the month, as you may recall, I was away from podcasting for 2 weeks. That was totally not planned, but it was something that my body felt that I needed. I also needed a week to just decompress and nurture my body fully. I announced on social media that I'd be taking more of a fluid break to listen to what my body needs and honor my natural rhythms in efforts to get back to my natural, healthy state. And so I encourage you to listen to last week's mini-sode if you haven't already, where we visualize our healthiest version of ourselves. Because in this exercise, we're able to not only visualize physically what our healthiest self looks like, but also feel into them emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and take write down action steps that it takes to get to that version. Action steps come in different forms, different ways, and they can be the most tangible steps to take when it comes to becoming healthy, because oftentimes it's the moments where we get to call in for help to use the resources that surround us. Over the course of the last few weeks and throughout the BOLO series, I've mentioned numerous resources and pillars of support that I've leaned on, from Ayurveda coaching to booking consultations to simply resting. Because this is a resource that we have too. The time is a resource. Time that we take to rest, time that we take to meal prep, time that we take to walk outside. It's all a matter of committing to our priorities consistently. So I wanted to drive this point home in today's mini-sode by encouraging you to really think about short-term actions that you can take to be your most healthiest self. And I'm really stressing the point of health in this mini-sode and the last mini-sode, because this is a series on burnout. And in Ayurveda, when we have the change of seasons, turn of seasons, like we're experiencing here in the Northern Hemisphere, where we're transitioning from winter to spring. If you live in Toronto, you know that we are not fully in spring yet. When we're at the cusp of seasons like this, this is a time where imbalances become present in our body and within our mind, manifesting as cold symptoms, as aches, pains. And also, this month was a huge energetic month between solar and lunar eclipse and solar storms that take place beyond where it meets the eye. So there was many folks within our community reporting insomnia, anxiety at heightened states, simply because there's just so much going on. So I really wanted to take this mini-sode to drive the point of health home. Something that I grew up hearing is health is wealth. And something that my nana, my mom's dad, always used to say is that you can spend the money eating properly and nourishing your body and taking care of yourself, or you can spend that money in the doctor's office. And out of those two options, one of them sounds harder than the other, but I promise you it is so worth it. So once again, I encourage you to make that list of short-term actions and long-term actions that you can take to take care of your health. So for example, for me in the short term, it was all about leaning on the pillars of support, because when I started to feel burnt out, I knew I could no longer handle everything on my own. I needed to lean on my pillars of support, to call and help, to use the resources, whether that be time, money, to invest in others, to invest in me. In the short term, I booked appointments, I booked consultations, and I called in for help, which for a previous version of myself was difficult for me to do, because I was a do-it-all perfectionist who always wanted to be in control. However, throughout my journey of self-development, I learned to release that, to let that go. And I talk about that in an earlier segment of the BOLO podcast series, where I say that it is okay to let go. So if you're looking for inspiration to let go a bit, I encourage you to tune into that segment. And in the long term, it's what long-term practices, commitments can you make to yourself to be consistent in your health? So for me, that looks like movement, a mixture of strength training and yoga, which I talked about on the podcast. It's also walking outside, because I love feeling that natural connection to nature. It's also building in time for recovery after periods of intense work. But these long-term commitments will be individual to myself and to you, because we both have different needs. And in this exercise and writing down these action steps, reflect on what works well for you. Reflect on, pull in the knowledge that you have on yourself, and I encourage you to honor yourself. And to do so, I invite you to take a few moments of mindfulness with me. And if it is safe for you to do so, to close your eyes and tune into your body. And we do so by tuning in to our breath. Deeply inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And with every deep breath that you take, drop deeper and deeper into your body. Allow the words, the thoughts, the emotions that may have just been conjured up throughout this mini-sode to dissipate to the back of your mind, to dissipate out of your body, so that we may integrate what was shared to this point. Knowing that in this seat of awareness, as a neutral observer in your life, every change, every decision, every action comes from within, comes from this place of stillness, comes from you. So what is it that you are calling into your life right now? What do you need in your life right now? What does action look like for you right now? Invite these thoughts, images, visuals without judgment. As you bring your awareness back to center, I encourage you to journal about your experience in this mini-sode. Ponder it beyond the few moments that we took here. And of course, to take the natural steps, the steps that are aligned with you, to reach your highest self. I once again thank you for your support throughout this BOLO series on the podcast. I can't wait to see what the month of May has in store for us. May it be abundant, bright, and healthy. If you enjoyed this segment, please do give my podcast a 5-star rating and leave a comment if you feel called. And of course, I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Namaste.